needed so much from you. I wanted so much from you. And when my soul was left, I met you. I wanted so cold, I can't quite keep my mind down. All I think of him, a crystal clear phone call, that tear we steered our steaming ship. I wanted so much from you. I wanted so so much from you. Ooh, I wanted so much from you. And when my soul was left, I'm in it with you. I wanted so
Vashel. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes.
Good. All right. So I'm going to start it off with a really professional question. Is that computer still rolling? It's still rolling. Yeah. Cool. All right.
It still says record.
It still says record and the numbers are rolling. Beautiful. I'm going to guess that song is called I Want You So Much.
So Much.
Just So Much.
Just So Much, yeah.
That's your song to me.
Yeah. Very cool. So Amy, we don't really know each other, which is the way I like to keep all my musicians. I like to like have them come in here thinking like, this is kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Are they going to kill us? Is this going to be weird? What's going to happen?
Exactly.
So right off the bat, what did you think when I first emailed you? Did you think like this guy's crazy?
Oh, no.
Thought it was like totally legit?
No.
You were wrong.
Oh, are you? No. I mean, well, this day and age, we've got Google. So
it's true.
I Googled you and verified that you actually had a radio thing going on. So I'm like, all right.
Did you get a chance to listen to any of it?
Yeah, some of it. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, like 2%, right? It's like
very
low.
No, wait, what?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
All right, so in studio, we have Amy Vashel.
Yep.
And, of course, Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Coming back at you. We have last time we did a show was with Christina Corton, I think, which they were talking about. But so we have them in studio. Why don't you introduce everyone who you brought with you, which You brought a lot of people.
I know.
I did not expect this many people.
We rolled deep. So this is Susan Mandel, cellist. I'm so used to doing this and the whole audience claps, you know?
Yeah, we can clap.
This is Josh Ilarski on piano.
All right.
Monica Allison and Fatima Hamid on the backups. So
backup
that's what we got.
Voces, huh?
That voces.
All right, so piano, cello, two backup vocals, and then yourself. There you
yes.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give the audience at home a visual.
Yeah.
Right.
What's
oh,
happening?
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
This is
well, you're up on
see.
A ladder.
You know
you're
happening.
On a ladder.
You're up on a ladder, which yeah. is really weird for me because I'm used to like having you right next to me. So, like looking up to you is not something I think I've ever done.
And the lighting is a little intense.
Yeah. It is very intense. It what is. Do you think of the lighting in the room? I designed
it's
it myself.
Great. I really like it, especially the moon. Yeah. It's just
the moon.
Right.
It usually lights up, but it's out of batteries. And I'm really glad that we're talking about things that people can't see.
I know.
So let's get back to you. So.
All right.
To get back to the music.
I feel like you're young. You're like in the New York music scene. When did that start? Like, where did you were born?
Well, I was born in.
Where were you born?
Where were you with a boy?
Where were you with a boy?
What was it? I was born in Somerset, New Jersey, which is 45 minutes
Jersey
away.
Girl.
Jersey girl. That's me. Yeah.
That's South Jersey?
No, Central.
Central.
Very central. It exists. Central.
Is
it's right
Newark?
In the middle.
West of Newark?
No, it's right above Princeton.
Okay, yeah, I know. Princeton.
Right by New Brunswick.
It's very nice.
Rutgers.
All right, so right off the bat, I'm going to ask you, as a Jersey girl.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about Chris Christie?
Oh, well,
let's get
I don't
political.
Like talk about politics. Can we not talk about politics? I actually know some people that know him, or actually are related to him. So, yeah, anyway. Can
so
we
it goes deep. It goes deep with you.
Next question.
Way deep.
Next question.
Bring it back to the music. Bring it back to the music.
So you're in Jersey. Did you spend a lot of time in New York when you were younger?
No, not at all. Actually, the first time I went to New York was while I was in college, and I was doing a couple internships. My brother lived here, and I stayed with him one summer, and something just kind of possessed me to want to go to an open mic. And I just had these open mic. I would research them online and eventually went to them, and I just started going. I was terrified out of my mind, and that was my start. It was.
What was the first song you played? Was it an original or was it a cover?
Oh yeah,
was
yeah. I just jumped in, and I had not. I just wrote these songs every day, and they were hardly. They're not good at all, you know, like two chords and.
We've
and
all been there.
But yeah, exactly.
We've all been there. It's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember the first time I went to an open
How
mic.
How old were you when you first walked into a little Amy, and she was like walking into a bar going, should I be here?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to get into a lot of them.
Nice. How old were you when you first went?
Oh, 19.
19.
Maybe 19.
So you're in college.
I was in college, yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, I used to forget all my words and have to make them up on the fly. You know, while
what was the best on the fly lyric you ever came up with? Everybody has one.
Oh man, on the fly lyric. All I can think of was the very first song I ever did, which was it was called "Bang My Head Against the Wall." These guys don't know anything about this, but it was about.
I'm gonna say you were probably an angsty teen. Bang my head against
no,
the wall.
No, I was
Somerset County.
Somerset County.
Stupid. I interviewed my English teacher in the school paper, and he had talked about how sometimes when he strives to get something, it's very much like banging his head against the wall until he gets it. You know, that kind of tenacity and grit. And so I don't know. It moved me in a way to make a song, and I made all these verses, and it ended up me just getting up there being like. Okay, so I bang, bang, bang my head until I get it. I bang my head against the wall. And I repeated that like 20 times. And it was.
It didn't go anywhere. It was
no.
just amazing.
And I was sweating and cold. It was terrible.
You're all clammy. You're
all
clammy.
It was awful.
And you just repeated, I want to bang my head against the wall. I'm
that
sure they thought
start.
Of you as like, what is this girl doing?
But see, that's the beauty of the open mic is you can do anything.
It's
and,
true.
You know,
it's
people
true.
Are usually good sports about clapping and, you know.
It's
sure.
true. Yeah.
So I want to know how because there's so many of you guys in here. I want to know how the band got together and what is the goal? Because here we are.
Oh, man.
You know,
look at them. Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you for acceptance of my question and be like, ah, oh, it's a good question.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
It's a great question. How'd you guys come together? There's a lot of people in this room. Let's
yeah.
keep that in mind.
Man, you know, it's an ever-evolving thing, I think. At least for me. My experience, I've played with a whole bunch of friends throughout the past few years I've been doing this. So everyone has a little story. The one who goes the furthest back is probably this one. We went to college together in an a cappella group together.
What?
Yeah.
A women's a cappella group?
Women, all women.
What was the name of the a cappella group?
It was called Grapevine.
Grapevine.
Yeah, Swarthmore College Grapevine. Yeah. So we go the furthest back. And then the next one I met was Josh Dolarski here.
Over there.
The first month I moved here, I was doing this show at this little cafe on the Upper West Side. And he happened to stumble in right when I was playing.
Just
drunk, completely drunk. It was like a songwriter's circle. Okay. He came with one of his friends, who is now also one of my really good friends. But this is almost 3 years ago. But
so you were still like probably what, 20? 21, 22?
Yeah, 20,
really wants
20.
To know how old you
yeah.
are. He's really harping on this age thing, which, you know.
I feel like an old man. Like, you know, you got a bunch
you
of
look
kids
like
in
an
here.
Old man.
I do feel like an old man.
No,
you're acting
yeah.
like one. How old are you? How
old are you? So now you're making it creepy.
What?
Anyway, so yeah, that's where we've met. 25. I'm 25 years old.
There you go.
I'm a quarter. Okay, so.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Before we get into that,
yeah.
Did you go through the quarter life crisis?
What constitutes that exactly?
I think quarter life crisis is 25.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like that realization when you come to in life where you're starting to realize who you are and where what you actually like.
Oh, yeah.
And compared to what you don't like. And you start to, like, weed out the things that you don't like.
Totally. You know, I think I had a head start with that. But then, without even knowing it, you know, I just was behaving in such a way that I had already been through a crisis, you know. Just, seeing, I didn't go into the whole 9-to-5 thing, you know.
Just couldn't buy into
jumped
it.
In. No, no. But I couldn't reason it. I couldn't speak why. But anyway, I tend to babble, so I'm trying to.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to ask you this question, because we're going to finish up getting to everybody where you met everybody. What was the worst job you ever had? I want to go around the room on this. What's the worst job you've ever had?
Well, before you go around the not everybody has a mic, so if you're going to go around the room.
They can use mics.
Oh, yeah.
There's mics sitting up.
I'm just letting everybody know. If you're going to say your story, you got to go into the mic.
Who wants to go first? I've had some weird ones.
Real interesting, Dave.
I want to go around the room. Worst job.
The worst one. I've had a lot of jobs. Does anyone have one right off the bat?
Yeah, I used to work at Johnny Rockets.
That's not that bad.
That's the worst one.
What is it? Yeah, talking to Mike.
It's not even that bad. I was working at Johnny Rockets for the summer. I had to like dance, you know. When
you have to dance and sing.
Yeah.
And stuff,
I never
did
dance. I think that's why I didn't last there.
Yeah.
Well, that is pretty awful. Did you wear boobs? Is that what happens?
That's different.
Apparently, I haven't been to Johnny Rockets where they wear boobs.
Oh, what?
What?
I think you're talking about a different place. No?
What?
Yeah, Johnny Rockets, isn't that like what? I thought that was a burger place.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I think we're getting off topic.
I think Susan's falling asleep.
Oh.
I'm totally awake.
Yeah. Sorry, what were we saying?
All right, finish
it.
Where you met everybody.
Oh, yes.
Let's get back to that. We seem to go on tangents, which is totally fine.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So then after Josh and I met, which was the first year that I moved here, I went through this whole series of playing with different people, and I was doing the whole grind in New York, and I ended up leaving New York for a little bit. I went to D.C., and then I went to Texas doing these writing residencies, and then I came back, and I'm like, okay, start from the ground up, and I put out, you're getting embarrassed by this story, I put out a Craigslist ad, and actually, I love
it
Craigslist.
Everybody's done it.
Like that.
Yeah, totally.
But
strictly personal type stuff.
No, I was looking for a cellist, and I put out an ad, and I got like 30 responses, and you're one of them. Yeah, she actually forgets this. We were
you
telling
were the top
someone
one,
this.
Apparently.
Oh yeah, she's also the best looking, so of course.
Most comfortable. She's very comfortable.
She is very comfortable in that chair. She's one of the few people sitting.
Yeah.
So. Take pride in that.
So we met, and then we just clicked. We found out we're both half Filipino. We're like sisters. Okay. Yeah.
That was Dave's next question. What was your race?
Oh. Wait.
I was not going to ask that. Obviously, it was on his mind.
And then my newest friend here is Monica Allison. Monica and I were doing this BMI songwriting workshop down by the Financial District. And she's an amazing singer-songwriter. You should check out her music if you're listening.
Plug her in.
Plug it.
What's
the website?
What's the website?
What's the website? MonicaAllison.com.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. All right.
Two L's?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Monica two Allison, two L's. L's?
Yeah. So that's a story.
Yeah, that's a that's it.
All right, so I think we can go into another song. Okay. And when we come back, I want to talk about the residencies that you were in.
Oh, okay.
I want to see what was that about?
Oh, wait, you know what? I was just taking a look at what we're going to do next. No, nothing.
Oh, no. I was talking about what the residencies were all about. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, got it.
Everybody, let's calm down. All right, so Amy, what do you want to play for us for the next
time? All right, we're going to play Broken Awards. Broken Awards.
Broken Words or Awards?
Broke into space words.
Broke into
should we
words.
Ask words. Josh if the thing is still recording? Or?
Yeah, Josh, how's that working over there?
Just give it a little. Press space bar? Or? It's still
going strong.
All right, that's what we like to hear.
Doing
I like
good? It. All right.
So Amy Vashel, Broke into Words. What are you pointing at?
You and me back.
You want a beer?
My perch.
Do I go? Oh, not yet.
Amy Vashel, okay. Broke into Words.
Got me thinking to a melody. I kick start to a melody. A common ground becomes a music. I hold tight, I don't wanna lose it. Thinking to a melody, I hold tight to the melody, and all around this is music. I hold tight, I don't wanna lose it. And it's my own. It must be my own.
almost did it again. I have a problem with when I have a problem when bands come in and then they do that, you know, that crescendo, and then they dip out.
Yeah.
And then they come back in. Yeah. I always want to go, Amy Vachel. Always come in too early on it. But I was about to do it, and Mike was like,
Stop. Every time he wants to jump.
He just want to jump right in.
I saw that and I got really scared. I was like,
I know. Everybody's cool. Everybody's cool.
Everything's plugged in.
You plugged into the wrong one, but now we're cool. It's like, I can't trust you to do anything.
I never told you to trust me.
That's true. Good.
So that was broken words?
Broke into words.
Broke into words. Is anybody paying attention?
Yeah. Hey,
what?
It's a tricky one.
Broke into words.
Yeah, broke into words.
All right. And the first one was called So Much.
So Much, yeah.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Cool.
I have to know, where did the... There seems to be a sort of a southern draw coming from.
Oh.
Where is this happening from?
That's a good question. Well, I have a couple of theories about that. I'm not southern, but no. I did spend a month in Texas.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That's where you did your residency, right?
Yeah.
What was your residency like in Texas? Like, what was that about?
It was pretty cool. So this is right after I kind of got kind of overwhelmed by New York, and so I left and I got an opportunity to go to DC and be the artist in residence at the Motley Fool. It's this company, really random opportunity, but really awesome. And then from there I went with the company to Texas for this conference, and while I was there I heard from this other residency, so I said why not. And it was on Madrono Ranch in Medina, Texas.
That sounds badass.
Yeah. It was about 3 hours west of Austin. Okay. And it was basically where I was in the middle of nowhere all by myself. Like, the nearest human was maybe 30 miles away. I was with 40 bison. And I lived
just
in a cabin.
You and 40 bison.
Yeah.
That's it.
By yourself?
Well, yeah. Well, there was a ranch manager right. and then all that.
But how many other people were on the ranch while you were there?
In total?
Was there other people in the residency?
But they were far away. One girl came for 2 weeks out of the three that I was there.
So what is this residency? You just go there to write, or do you go there to perform?
Oh, no, not to perform at all.
Straight
just
up writing.
Yeah,
just
it's
like
mostly
a peaceful spot in the woods or the ranch or prairie. And just
exactly. It's mostly for writers. So I was the first songwriter.
How did you hook up with these people? Like, where did it come into mind? Like, I'm going to go on this residency.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear about these that often.
Right, but they exist. I knew they existed because when I was in college, I was a studio arts major, and I'd heard about them for painting. And so they're always in my head. So once I was the artist in residence in D.C., I'm like, why don't I apply to more? So I applied and
you're hanging out with bison.
And I got into it. Yeah, I was hanging out with the bison.
Did you have a lot of bison burgers?
Actually, yeah. They would give us. It's kind of weird, but.
So did you have a moment where either you freaked out or you like achieved nirvana out there on the ranch? Did
all the above. Oh yeah.
So just a lot of like self introspective. I don't know if that's a word. But
yeah,
like,
no, that's
just like going into yourself and being like, all right, what am I doing out here? And just like. A lot of time by yourself.
It's crazy. Because, you know, in New York, it's so loud that you can hardly hear yourself.
You don't have
think.
A second by yourself.
Exactly.
It's the total opposite.
Exactly. So when you're out there, it's like the little thoughts in your head that you try to squash become the loudest thing, and they don't go away. So you have to work through them. And so, yeah, both of those things happened, you know. It's so
kind of like
beautiful.
A vision quest.
Yeah. We had a guy named John Shannon Kemp come on, and he's very earthy, you know, if that's...
Yeah.
You know, and he went out with...
not like he smells earthy.
Not that he smells earthy, but he went out
maybe
to the woods for 3 days, or I think, with no food and just a little bit of water, and it's called a vision quest. And basically, you just get your head clear, and you're out there, and you're just... You know, some people can see things, and you just... You know,
yeah.
Look at
I'd
them.
Probably freak out and die after like a day and a half, so...
Yeah.
Day and a half? Come on, bro.
Maybe a
half
day.
A day?
As soon as it gets dark.
So what was the best experience you had sitting out in this ranch with all these bison by yourself, just sitting there going, what am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, like, came to you, like, this moment of greatness.
Mm.
Did
wow.
you have one?
No pressure.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think you do some crazy things once you are out of company for a while. So I actually did this crazy thing, and some people may find me weird for doing this, but
did you get
I
naked
decided
run with the bison, because that's what I would do.
I would totally do that too.
I'd get like dances with wolves
yeah,
and just
totally
like
oh
run with the bison.
I would have made a TP.
Yeah.
You know, just
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Just jumping in.
I would have carved a lot of like wood too. All right, go on. What do you got over there?
Oh well, I decided that I would do this this 7-day fast, and yeah, I know you guys like, but I you know, you think about existence when you're out there. You just do when you're out there in the middle of nowhere. So I dealt with a lot of those questions, and the way that I decided to go through it at the time was to do a 7-day fast and read the Bible from the beginning to end.
A to Z, Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
You read the whole Bible.
Not the whole thing. It took me a whole year.
You read the whole thing, though.
But yeah, I was so stubborn about it. And it was hard, especially going through Leviticus. Ugh.
Leviticus is boring.
Yeah, it's so boring. But it became this
You're
matter
just
will.
For something to happen. Like, come on, JC, pull through.
The Old Testament. But that's cool.
It's cool. I wasn't sure which one you read, so let's go with it.
But yeah, so I would say that was kind of wild.
That is pretty wild. Yeah. What did you learn reading the Bible? Cut you off for a second. I want to know this question. What was the best thing you learned from reading the Bible?
The whole thing?
Because I've thought about doing it myself.
Really?
I'm not a religious man, but I wanted to do it just to do it. And the fact that you've done it, I'm kind of impressed and a little jealous. So what's like the best thing you learned from reading the Bible?
The best thing I learned personally is that I could read it probably 100 more times and get something entirely new every single time. I strongly believe it's the most profound book I've ever read, and I think there's
bestseller.
Yeah, it is the bestseller. So I would highly recommend it. It's quite good. It's a thriller.
All right. So what you took away from it is that you want to keep reading it.
Oh yeah.
Any deep profound meaning like you like took away from it? You're like, all right, I'm gonna live my life like this from now on.
Or too many to name, but I'll tell you one particularly from the ranch. I got to this point where I was like, "What's the meaning of everything and anything? What matters? What matters? That's a tough spot.
That's tough.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there.
Right.
Usually on drugs, but I've been there.
Not the Bible.
Yeah.
Not the Bible.
Well, no, where those building blocks of living become so clear, where you can take away everything else, like money, possessions. It doesn't matter.
Like,
none
why
of that
am
matters.
I here? Why is Amy on this earth?
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, well, it came down to it's about relationships and people, and the glue in between are things like kindness and love. And I sound like a hippie, but
she's
I really
so sweet.
Do.
She's
so nice. She is a sweet hippie. She's a sweet hippie. She's got the pigtails. She's oh so sweet and kind. I feel like there's something deep rooting in there. You're just gonna hit us.
She's
maybe
murdered somebody.
She's murdered somebody. That's what he said. I didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
You guys are too much.
We're prepping you. These are interview questions that you might get dealt with, you know, years down the road. But this is
true. We're easy. We're easy. We get down the line, you're going to deal with some tough people. When you become famous, remember us.
Okay.
No, you won't remember us. It's okay.
Did you murder someone?
Yeah.
I think so.
Prepare for that one.
Thanks for the practice.
On the subject of kindness and love, do you have a kindness and love song in your repertoire that you want to sing or that you've prepared for us?
Oh, kindness and love. Yeah, sure.
That was my attempt at a segue.
That's great.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Like, we're going to play
he's
slow.
So charming.
Because love is a slow. Oh, he's flirting over there?
Yeah, flirts with me all the time. Flirts with me all the time.
We invited you guys in to watch us flirt.
He does it all the time.
Okay, we're gonna play slow. Is that
still
cool?
Rolling? Still recording?
This is nice. Still rolling.
No,
so you're gonna
like
play
minutes ago.
Slow.
Slow.
Amy Vashel. Slow.
So, slow's the way we will go. Slow's the way that this hole in my heart's gonna let you in. Slow,
slows the weight of my world, slows the tilt of the turn and the mold of its magnet. Slows my ready to go, slows the layer on layer on layer of armament. And this, it's the song in my soul, it's the Lydia I know of all it's meant.
I just want to see how long it would go before anybody said anything, if I had to say something. So that's how it works, huh? I have to say something before someone has to say something? All right,
now you're waiting too long to say Amy.
It's passive-aggressive.
It is a little passive-aggressive.
Watch that.
Everybody's cool.
Watch the lava
Everybody's cool. Watch the lava lamp. That is the most important thing in the room.
So that was slow. And these are all your songs. You write these?
Yeah.
All right. You and I think about it. You don't have to do it, but I know we have like about 10 minutes left. Is there a favorite
question? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Thanks. Is there a favorite cover that you like to do?
For the past couple of years, it's been La Vie en Rose.
Oh yeah, well, I did a little listen to that. It was nice.
Oh, thanks.
That's your prep, right?
Yeah, I did. I've been a little busy.
So Giggles here has a
don't get into this.
A little bit over a 1-year-old who's the most adorable little kid in the world.
A giggler.
So he is a giggler.
He is a giggler. He is a giggler.
He keeps me busy.
Aww.
So, back to you. Let's get this guy. I know all about him. It's fine. What age did you start really listening to music?
Did I start listening to music?
Yeah, like really, like you came into your own and you're like, I love this band. This band is my band.
Mm.
And what band was that?
It wasn't a particular band. I grew up a nerd, but I like to study to certain kinds of music, especially old music. And I really connected with, as soon as I heard like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra.
Old
really,
music.
Really into it. Yeah, that was the first time I was like, oh, Shoot, no one else is listening.
Kind of makes sense being from Jersey, but okay.
Yeah, no, totally. You know.
Listening to Frank, you know.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I guess, you know, that was basically first time I was like, yeah.
What song was it like that you first heard where you were like, I asked this to all my musicians, you know this. What's the first song you heard where you were like, this is music. This is like bigger than the stuff that I've heard before the million times and whatever. This is important. This is music.
Mm. First time I felt that way was Fiona Apple's Extraordinary Machine album.
It's a good album.
That whole album. I think it's the best album to me. So that was the first time I felt that way.
Great album.
Just the poetry of her lyrics and the way it was sung and recorded. That's when I felt.
I could totally hear an influence of her in her music. Totally.
Yeah.
So then also, the other research that I like, looking you up, there's not much out there for you. So I was really like digging around YouTube. There's a lot of YouTube of like you just like hanging out and playing music.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to sound like an old guy, but with your generation and like the generations after you, that kind of like sitting in front of a video camera and playing and recording it and putting it straight to YouTube is a big thing.
Yeah.
Like did you find that was like, did that help your career or did that like help you write music? How did it help?
Yeah, totally.
Good question.
Well, that is a good question. You know, it is a funny age we live in where it's just as easy, but it's also kind of hard if you deal with computers that shut down as frequently as the ones that I have.
Let's just make sure they're still rolling while we're talking about it.
I know, right? Yeah. I remember sometimes I would put up these ones that I literally had to record and re-record like 10 times before putting it up because something would go wrong with the file, etc. So in that sense, it was like really good practice, you know, like having, before I was really performing very much in a way, it was really crafting, you know, the timing, etc. So, but I really love, I really appreciate when people put out covers on YouTube. It's like a different kind of thing. I remember the first one that I saw was by this artist called Miko. Do you know her?
Oh yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah, as soon as I saw her, actually, I was like, hey,
you
know.
She's Japanese, right? Or no?
Half, quarter, half. Something like that. We're all she's a hoppa. Something. Yeah, exactly.
Japanese girls.
Are you Japanese?
No.
Okay.
Does he look Japanese?
A little bit. I can't tell the lighting. Maybe.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's fine.
No. I mean, are you insulted? That's
no,
racist.
No,
that's amazing. That's amazing. That's great.
No. I've never gotten the
last
the
radio
I
show
know
they ever
recorded. No, I'm really, you really don't.
Oh, no.
Is there a lot of aggression in the room?
Yeah,
are you feeling a lot of aggression in the room? I love it. You got to have a little aggression.
It's true. Hilarious.
Giggles. These guys are
getting
giggles.
Got giggles. That's why we call them giggles. That is why we call them giggles. He makes people laugh.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, good show.
Good show.
Good show. So,
what do we got? Pull us out of this.
I don't know how do we.
Pull us out of the Asian combat.
So we're on a bit of. I can't pull us out of that. We're a little bit of a time crunch because we do have to.
Yeah.
We have people that have to leave. And I think
yes,
you guys
it's almost 10.
It's almost 10.
You're good.
No, you're good.
But I don't sing in the last song.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You guys can go.
Whenever
as long
you guys
got
to leave, whenever you got to leave, it's totally cool. We'll sit around and talk about you a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
No.
You're not going to let her get out of here by herself. It's a little.
That's true.
A little dangerous down here.
Yeah.
That's true.
Brooklyn.
Is it?
No.
I'm more afraid of the hallways than I am of the street.
The hallways are creepy.
Somebody's going to jump out of a locker.
Are you looking at your questions
on
your phone?
Yeah, I'm just looking at my questions. What do you got?
What's upcoming gigs? Let's talk, because we have some family and friends and website and people listening. Like, what's next? What's on the horizon?
Then the very next one, actually, is a triple bill, including Monica Allison.
.com.
And, yeah. And,
that's my last name.
Two L's.
And myself. And we're going to be at Sidewalk Cafe.
Sidewalk Cafe is like, popping up. Like, I see a lot of people playing there right now.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's in the East Village.
Nice.
Alphabet City, kind of, I think. Like 11th and A.
It's amazing that Alphabet City is like actually like livable now.
Yeah.
Like back like 10, 15 years ago, it was really bad. It was like these hallways. was like really bad. But it's awesome that it's bounced back. And Greenpoint, where you live, was so bad.
Really?
Like 15 years ago, it was so bad.
Oh, really? Was it Poland yet?
It was still Poland. Like, it's, they've always had like a little thing in there. But like the whole Williamsburg area, like 15 years ago, there was like maybe two bars. And the rest of it was like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Donnie, what's that with Johnny Depp? Donnie Brasco.
Oh.
Donnie Brasco, there's a scene where they're talking about killing somebody.
Oh.
Greenpoint.
Oh, that's pretty reassuring. Yeah.
But it's Greenpoint.
Super hipster now.
Yeah, so now it's totally legitimate.
It's fine. Yeah, I like it a lot.
It is nice.
I do want to thank you guys for coming on. I'm always I feel very blessed when people come in and they just start singing, and Dave's usually on his phone and I'm trying to pay attention to the song and you know, feel it. But I do want to thank you guys for coming out here and spending time with us. And
thank you for having us. Really, this is exciting. Totally. This is really, you guys are awesome. Guys,
and I wish you guys all the best. I mean, you know, it is tough being a musician in this city. I mean, it is. I guess it's good because you're in a city where you can, if you're good, you can play anywhere. But it's tough kind of making a name for yourself. So
that's what we try to do. We try to help you guys out.
Try to get, you know,
not like we're anybody, but we try to help you guys out, try to get you out. Try to get you talking a little bit, trying to get you laughing a little bit and playing a little bit.
Well, you guys are awesome. Seriously.
Thank you.
It's a cool thing you got going on.
It's something. Yeah. That's for sure. It's cool. I don't know if it's cool, but all right. So you want to send them on their way? Is that what we're talking about?
I said let's leave on a good note.
Leave on a good note. Leave on a
You know, right there. We
so
don't
the
any
website's
legs.
Real quick.
AmyVachal.com.
And it's spelled VACHAL.com.
Exactly.
And then, of course, she's not going to say it. She just sit back there.
MonicaAllison.com.
MonicaAllison, thank you.
Two L's. Amy Show.
And everybody else in the room. Does anybody else in the room want to plug anything?
Yeah,
I'm a plug whore. Totally have a
website. Yeah. Susan has a website. SusanDMandel.com. SusanDMandel.com.
How do you spell Mandel?
M-A-N-D-E-L. Susan D, like Sandra D. SusanDMandel.com.
We're going to check it out. We're going to definitely check it
check
out.
Check it out. What about Josh? What do you got? Josh,
you got a website? Everybody's got a
find
website.
Him
Facebook. Find him on Facebook. Josh on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Perfect.
Twitter.com.
Well, you guys are welcome to close with a cover. You can close with an original. It's really up to you. We sometimes end with covers with people, but you know, it's really what you've got
you.
Prepared and what you want to do. So.
All right.
It's
well,
up to you.
I think we wanted to play Honey.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
I'm into Honey.
Yeah.
So we're going to close out the show. Amy, thank you for so much.
Thank you
for
so
bringing your entourage.
Yeah.
I think
thanks
this
for
might
us. Really fun.
Closest to the biggest entourage we've ever had.
Really?
You're tied with like three or four other bands.
We've only had a four person band on before.
So you're the biggest?
Biggest. Oh. It's the biggest.
Hey,
so you're the biggest.
Do we get a prize?
Yeah.
Yes, you get some more beer before you leave.
Yes.
Take an amp.
We'll let you get out of here alive.
Take an amp. Yeah, take an amp. My other roommate will love it. All his amps. Just take them. Just take them. He's hoarding them anyway. Look at them. Look how many there are. Take them.
Why are there so many?
I think she wants that moon on the wall.
Oh, you want the moon? My moon. That's what it's called. My moon on the wall.
My moon.
The batteries are dead, but it does light up usually. You can actually, it has a remote where you can actually set it so that.
Why would you need a remote for the
It's got a remote.
Oh, wow.
So you can set it for the actual crescent. Of the moon, where it is at the time.
Waning or waxing, gibbous.
It's amazing.
Crescent. Yeah,
it's amazing. I'll send you the website where you can get it.
Oh,
everybody's
thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
AmyVachal.com. That's where you get it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Throwing it in there.
No.
All right, so we're going to play, let's see if I can remember the name of the song.
Honey.
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 Honey. Nice.
All right, jeez. Here we go. Your lips drip honey, I hardly know you're tempting. Your lips drip honey, good as gold. And I love you, honey, you're mine. Honey, and I love you. tempting. You're gonna ruin me whole. Don't go, honey, don't go, you should leave. Don't go, honey, don't go, you're too sweet. I need you, honey, I think. So keep close, don't go. Oh, honey, 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 honey. There you go, slowly attempting. I see you warmly melting. Come from the comb. And I love you, honey. I can't help but love you, honey. You're my honey, you're gonna ruin me cold. Don't go, honey, don't go, you should leave. Don't go, honey, don't go, you're too sweet. I need you, honey, I think. So keep close, don't go. I wish I a little bit faster. I wish I were a little bit faster. I wish I were. I wish I were. Oh, don't go. You should leave. Don't go.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.